Forget Google, forget Apple. These guys own stock in every Manapua man's van. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Yeah, you. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. That's Justin right there.
Woota! My man Jason on the other side. Welcome to the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
You got something on your lip over there, man.
When we record, it's a Thursday, and you know what? I'm throwing back my Thursday, and I love how you left that entire part before our pre-show meeting, you know, out of it, and I didn't think you were going to notice.
So, like he's trying to say, folks, Justin's got his quarantine stash going on. And if you are online, you can watch his quarantine stash in action with the video version of the podcast that we have going on. TwoHawaiiDads.com is the website. That's where you want to go. You can listen to the show, as always, on Anchor. You can download it, stream it, do the whole podcast thing on all the normal outlets that you could up until now. But we also have our own website, and we're putting all the episodes on YouTube, so you can watch the video version of the podcast at the website, TwoHawaiiDads.com.
Yes, definitely. And we were talking before about some new finagly things that you're working on when it comes to watch parties on top of Facebook, which...
Well, we had fun.
Obviously, I don't know how to do it. Well, I don't know how to do it properly.
We're trying new things, folks. And one of the new things we're trying is we want to share the show with more people. So this past week, we got it out on Facebook Live and streamed it on the Two Hawaii Dads Facebook page. And then I turned it into a watch party on my page. And you kind of, I think you put your phone down and went and did something else. But it's about trying to find different ways to access the show. Whether you're on Anchor, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, whether you're asking Siri to play us. Because you can ask Siri to play the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast and she will hook you up.
That is right. Yes, I remember that. It is good. It's a visual time now. A lot of people like the video. A lot of people are liking the video. So we're getting a lot of looks on top of our, on top of the YouTube. And then when we post up clips on our IG, and now with this whole Facebook watch party, I guess we're partying with other people though.
Oh, the important thing is also to provide that feedback, right? You got to make sure that we know that you know that you're watching us and we know that you're watching us and listening. So make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
And you know, they say sometimes it's not good to hang out in the comment section, but come and hang out with us in the comment section.
Oh, you can hang out with J.I. Ray. He loves getting in the mud of the comment section.
I love the comment section.
And checking that kind of stuff out. But we're again, Jess, you make a great point. We're trying to do different things, trying to do new things with all this coronavirus COVID-19 action going on. What we tried last week, and I think it was a success. I'm hoping that in the next couple of days we're going to get to do this delivery. But I've got a roll of toilet paper and a $50 gift card that I still got to get delivered. And hopefully by the time this episode shows up online, that will be done. So you can check out our social media and hopefully meet the winner. But we have another giveaway. That's what I'm circling around to, and it is all thanks to one of our good friends, right?
But a Kikes out there at Detail Garage Hawaii out there, Pro City. The bell's back. I broke my bell. My bell's broken.
It looks like I'm.
But he. Yeah, there you go. He was generous enough to offer for us to give away as our stimulus pack. Are we calling it the stimulus package?
We're giving away a stimulus package, but you are not telling anybody what is in that Two Hawaii Dad stimulus package yet. Tease the giveaway. We talked about that in the pre-show meeting. So don't forget, stick around. Coming up later in the show, we are going to tell you exactly what is in that quarantine stimulus, COVID-19 stimulus package that the Two Hawaii Dads and Detail Garage are hooking you up with. But that'll be later. First,
good day.
Quarantine. Yes. Quarantine update. Besides your mustache, what else is going on?
What's going on? Your chance to finally get your hair done is coming pretty soon. It's slowly making its way to Hawaii.
Is there a date? Has it been announced? Because there's a reason why we're all wearing our hats, you know.
For Oahu, no. But as of this coming Friday, Kauai, you, my friends, have won the jackpot.
So
salons.
But I'm an essential worker, so theoretically, I could get on a plane, fly over to Kauai, get my hair cut, and then come home.
Nuts. Because you're an essential worker, you get to skip the quarantine?
That's what they say with the flights, if you have a reason. Oh. And technically, I'm an essential worker, and I would have a reason. That would not be my reason to go to Kauai, but... Stop poking holes in my plan, man. I gotta cut the hair. It's getting kind of.
But you know, for the longest time, Kauai residents was kind of like, there's kind of pushing back on Kauai being the quote unquote guinea pig island for stuff to happen there. But it's happening.
Brother Derek has to get his hair cut too, right? So he's like, yeah, okay.
We need more
okay,
TikTok.
Guys. He's gonna go TikTok all the way to the barbershop. what's your thoughts on that? On that dude doing all that kind of crazy stuff on social media? Is that professional behavior for a government employee? Does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me. I think we live in different times, where if he's not out there taking a leak on somebody or doing something bad, he's having fun. I've seen some videos of him cooking and stuff like that. So it's not bad. I think it's all right. And I mean, just because he's the mayor, I mean,
I don't know. Some of it's a little cringeworthy though. Some of the stuff he's pulling, I'm like, your wife and your daughter are pushing you to do that, brother? Like, come on, like, I don't know.
We should get him on the Two Hawaii Dads. We need to reach out to him. Maybe he'll give us some TikTok.
Hey, we'll get our PR people to do that right away, and you never know. Maybe we'll have Mayor Derek Kawakami from the county, what is it, Island of Maui? County of Maui? Kauai County Mayor, Derek Kawakami. There's your official invitation, Mayor, Your Honor, if you want to come and join us here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. But speaking of inter-island travel, you should be able to go pretty soon. Like, you're saying they're going to change things on Kauai, but I heard, like, aren't they, like, you guys still going to keep the quarantine on inter-island travel through, what, June?
Yeah. I mean, I hear that, and I wonder, what do you think? Do you think he's just going to go from 14 days to none, or you think he'll go a week? I just think he's going to go straight from 14 to zero.
I think it matters on the testing. If we can figure out a way that tourists coming to Hawaii will either be tested prior to getting here or are able to have some sort of paperwork saying I am not COVID-19 positive, I think that'll go a long way to making it easier for the tourism industry to restart. Until that happens, though, I got a feeling you're going to have some people that are gonna fight it.
Oh, of course. But then if he lifts the quarantine for inland travel, then we're not going to have crazy quarantine, people skipping quarantine stories, though. That's no fun. I live for those. I get one at least one a week.
Well, my thing is we've got to get back to normal at some point. And as long as you keep the tourists out, you're going to have more opportunities for the local people to get out, go do what they need to do. But you can't forget so many of our friends, our family, our peers are employed in these industries that rely on tourism. So you can't sit here and say, bro, I love the fact that there's no tourists. I love that I can go to the beach and there's nobody on there. Like, it's great. Yes, it's a nice respite. It's a nice little, like, time out. But we've made our bed here. And there's so many people that we are close to and related to and are familiar with that if we don't get some sort of business restarted, we're going to screw a lot of people's livelihoods up.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Like, which, like how Kaylee was talking about a couple weeks ago. He was driving through Waikiki, and it was, like, amazingly awesome.
Which is cool.
Which is cool. And then I see some articles actually recently about the shorelines. It's starting to look a lot better. Fish and wildlife are coming closer to the shore, which could be good and bad when we all get back in the water, but I think that's a good thing too.
It really begs a lot of questions as to what do we want to do with our state's economy? How do we want to continue to make money in this state once the doors reopen? And the easy answer is restart tourism. Get that going, you know, shore that up. But we've also seen that there are people around that want to go in other directions, that want to try different things. Can you say gambling? Can you say marijuana?
Legalize the marijuana.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of
different ways. I'm down with the
gambling. I think we should be legalizing marijuana and legalizing gambling. Not just free for all. You know, there are caveats to that, and there should be ways to do it. But if you want to increase your tax revenue, if you want to increase the tax base, and to an extent, even change the type of tourists who are coming to the islands, you got to explore different ways to make money.
Do you think that it's going to take this COVID-19 for them to actually really get serious about legalizing sports gambling and legalizing marijuana? Do you think this could be the final push?
It depends on the lawmakers, because the lawmakers themselves are also taking billions, literally more than $1 billion that has been handed out by the federal government, and they're putting it into the rainy day fund. They're not spending it right now. So I don't understand how, when there's so many people hurting out here, when there's people that need help, our government leaders are saying, let's take this money and save it. I don't get that.
And these are the same people that have been, you know, kicking the can, or how would you say it, shutting it down for all these years. They're still the same people in there. There's no, there haven't been an election since. So, I mean, if...
And that's
why I don't know what it's going to take.
And that's why, when you think big picture, when you think forward thinking, when you think what can change due to COVID-19, I'm a little concerned that some of the people who are in power right now may not be the right people to make those decisions. So,
and there's election. Are we 80 days out? I think I saw. Are we 80,
I don't know.
If
we're going to see any changes in this particular election. You may. But I think this is the beginning of the shift, because you know how Hawaii is. You're not going to see anything instant. You know how crazy it was to get people to change their lifestyles to just live life under COVID-19? That's crazy. Mm. That's crazy. So to
there's
think
a lot
like,
of blowback
yeah.
with that too.
So to think like, how are things going to change in the future? I think Hawaii's Hawaii. We're going to be lagging, right? But I do think change is coming.
That's good. I would agree. I mean, the best thing you can do is get out there and vote.
There you go.
Do it. It's up to you.
Have you been paying attention to these donkeys that are getting arrested? Because like, there's more tourists are still coming to Hawaii.
I enjoy my one a week random quarantine breakers on the loose stories. I know you have one for us. I'm not too sure if we touched on this one on the last show, but there was that one, wasn't a quarantine breaker per se, but it was the mom. The son was getting arrested on the beach and whatnot. So that was, you know.
The latest one I heard was Big Island, was that there's like three sorority girls who had come out here, and like they have a rich parents, and they had a beach house or whatever right on the ocean front. And they were posting and gallivanting and acting all stupid. And all the Big Island folks are ratting them out. Like if you go to the Facebook groups, you know, Big Island Thieves and all that kind of stuff, like people were all ratting them out and chasing them. But I don't know if they got arrested or not.
I think I saw a picture on a news Facebook. Yeah. I think I might have saw that. But you know what? You're an idiot. That's good. Good for you. Good for you. You want to do that stupid kind of stuff on top of the internet and post pictures? You, my friend, deserve everything coming your way.
Let me ask you this. The rules are loosening, right? Like you can go to more places and do more things, but there are tourists who are still acting stupid, but there are also local people who are still acting stupid. I went to the store today and saw a couple donkeys walking around with no masks. It's like, how hard is it to put a piece of cloth over your face?
Do you feel it's your kuleana or responsibility to say, hey dude, where's your mask?
No, but I'm gonna give you a dirty look, and I'm gonna keep my distance, and I'm gonna, you know, judge you. I'm gonna be all judgy, but am I gonna make a big deal and like say, hey, what, you like go outside and throw down because you never put one mask on? No, but I'm also gonna keep my kid far away from the person without the mask.
Yeah, that is true. Because I heard a story about a Costco on the mainland where one dude walked in with no mask, and it either was it a Costco employee? I don't know if he was a manager, but he took him out of the store, and it was a big brouhaha. It made the news. Shout out to Costco.
There's been stories of people who like security guards getting shot over. People getting pissed off that they were being told to put on a mask, like on the mainland, not over here, but like.
Oh, is that the Waffle House one?
Yeah,
is that the Waffle House one?
There's been stories of violence from people who are like politely asked, "Hey, can you put a mask on?" And they're not. And
wow,
escalates very, very quickly.
That's the kind of thing. Well, I mean, I don't know. That's just ridiculous. Just put on a mask.
That's what I'm saying. How hard is it to just put it on while you go and do your business and then get in your car?
Right.
And
it's not like you're leaving it on. You're not doing physical activity. You're walking through the mall. You're picking up your groceries. You're, you know, when the time comes, you're picking up your kid from activities.
Or say you're going out to pick up dinner at one of the restaurants that has reopened or that has been open to offer takeout service. Like you're going to go pick up your meal, put a mask on. You know what I mean? You've done that. You've gone out and picked up dinner, right?
I have my default mask in my car at all times.
There you go.
Just keep it in your car. Keep it in your glove. I mean,
I just, it's going to be the new normal. And that's what's happening is more and more of these places are opening up. You're going to see pretty soon we're going to have sit down restaurants are going to be reopening. Like, are you going to, are you going to take your family out and go eat at a restaurant anytime soon?
I'm going to broach that idea to the other half. Now, her actually biting on that is another story. Just like Kaylee, just like what Kaylee said, what is the environment going to be like? It's going to be at least chopped in half, or you know what I mean? What's the experience going to be? And that's what is it going to take for these restaurant owners to entice the customers to come out again? I mean, they had the hardest time just getting them to come and get takeout.
It's definitely twofold because, like, are you going to go out to an Alan Wong's or a Chef Mavro or, you know, or a Roy's and expect to have that same level of service and that same experience post COVID with all these masks and all this? I don't think that's gonna happen. You know what I mean? But you and I both know I'm gonna go to Hamada General Store. I'm gonna go to my buddies at Pitch. I'm gonna go to the restaurants that are open. I'm gonna go to IAA Bowl, and I'm gonna trust that Cy and the gang are practicing sanitary practices and are cleaning things and are gonna make it safe for me to come there. And it comes back to that whole supporting, you gotta support local.
You know, that's a great point. I do believe I am more likely, not to say that I won't do it to establishments that I don't know personally, but there's that trust factor. Be like, yeah, I know that, you know, Brandon Dam, Cy Dam,
they care.
The gang at Sakana's, so they'll take care. They know what they're doing. Per se, you go to another store and you walk in and you're kind of like looking around and you're kind of like the new guy.
Well, and all that saying is like you wouldn't necessarily sit down. Like say the L&L. I'm not Akamai to every L&L on the island, right? So I still won't have a problem walking into an L&L and getting takeout. But am I going to sit down in any L&L once this gets going? I know that some of them don't wipe down. You know what I'm saying?
Even that's just not for those kind of plate lunch places. Even like Taco Bell and, you know, the big guys too. Their dining area, I mean, they might as well just set up some kind of convenience store inside there to sell stuff. Because I highly think once this whole, even, you know, it's the same thing. It's like people think, all right, June 5th, everything is all go. Everybody go. And it's not going to be like that. It's going to take a while.
And then everybody wants to talk crap about how, oh, it's all fake, oh, it's all contrived. And then what happens when cases start ticking back up in the fall when more and more Holly keep
coming out? I don't even
want to
think about that.
You know, when there's that second wave and then they got to shut everything down again. Then what? When you got to go quarantine for another 30 days.
Oh, if knock on wood, if that were to happen locally where we think we got everything down and then all it takes is 50 cases pop out of the blue, this place is gonna go bananas because they're gonna be like, whoop, what is that? That beach? No, take that away. Oh, what about that over there? Nope. Nice try. Salon's closed again. And then it'd be like, we're back at square one. And then we'll never do this podcast live.
Well, and you know, the conspiracy theorists are sitting there going, yeah, they're setting us up. They're trying to make it so our life is like this now. And to an extent, I feel for the bar owners in this town because it feels like they're getting crapped on compared to some of the other folks here. Like the restaurants, they're giving a date for like sit down restaurants to reopen and all this. But then Ige gets on there and specifically says bars. The bars should be the last place to open. It's like, yo. Restaurants, you can get just as close, if not closer, than some of the bars that I hang out at. Why can't I go to the Row Bar and sit at a corner with six other people and practice social distancing and have everything wiped down and have my bartender wear a mask? Why not? Why not?
There you go. There's go no, off, Jace.
I just, off. I, my issue is that I it makes me wonder, and if you buy into the whole conspiracy theory thing, are they trying to crush the bar industry here? Are they trying to stamp out that aspect of it? You know what I mean? Like, is there some backhanded deals going on where, hey, if we wipe out the bars now, we won't have these problems with them in the future?
Well, you know what's so funny? That you bring up that angle. That just doesn't affect them. You got to think about the music guys that plays at the bars. What about those guys that do the lounge acts at the small little holes in the walls? Absolutely. And those little live shows? That's all dust, too. I mean, if he has a thing against the bars, he's not... he's not thinking out. He, I don't know what he's thinking.
And that's what hurts is that you and I both know a number of live entertainers in this industry. And just talking to Mahi last week, you know, he was lucky that he had his trucking company up and running, and that was able to just transition into that other business. There are so many dozens, if not hundreds, of musicians on this island right now who they do music. That's what they do. That's how they do. How they identify. That's what they've been for their entire lives. And what I think some of them are going to have a problem wrapping their minds around is that what happens in another 6 months to 8 months when it turns out that career is not going to come back. You know what
Anytime
I mean?
Anytime soon.
Yeah, like it's not. Like you've got to go figure out something else to do. And I just think mentally that's going to mess with so many people when it comes down to, like, you can't do what you love. You can't do your passion. You have to go find something else. You have to.
And, you know, I know one of our friends, Hanson from Level H, he does a lot of promoting as well. And that's another industry that's just in the toilet right now. When it grads,
wedding industry, photographers, yep. DJs, musicians. There are so many of our friends and peers who are out there who are struggling right now. It just, if you sit there and you think about it for a little bit, it can really boggle the mind.
Yeah, it's pretty. And graduation, we're in graduation season right now, and just to think, I mean, some people this is their Super Bowl right now when it comes to grad parties. Like, you know, they would bank grad parties and then senior luau's and all of that. We're diving down that deep dark hole again, bro.
It is changing things, but at the same time, you know, COVID-19 is changing things and pushing kind of things back to the past. Like, did you know that, I know you know because we talked about this, but you can now go to a drive-in movie again on the island of Oahu. How crazy is that?
Oh, brah. That is awesome. That brought me back to the good old days. As far as I know, the one that they had recently isn't like how it was back in the day, but, you know, it's pretty damn close. And you know what? That brought back some nostalgic memories of me growing up.
And that's what I'm worried about is, like, both of these stories that I heard about, they're doing one in Kailua on the windward side, and they're also doing one out on your side, I think, Kapolei side. But both of these drive-in movie options are not drive-in movies like you would expect. I'm pretty sure they're really big white sheets that are going to be kind of like on the side of the building. It's going to be some ghetto way of showing the movie. Like, the Kailua one is only for 16 cars. They admit it's a test run. It's a proof of concept. They want to go and charge more and do it bigger down the road, right? But they got to show that it works first. But if you're expecting what you may have seen at the old Kailua drive-in back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Or the old Cam drive-in back in the day, that's not the experience that you're going to get this time around. Don't go in there expecting that, and you're going
to
get
expecting to hook up your radio antenna to that little post on the outside. I think they gave out a kind of Bluetooth wireless.
That's what I heard. They're going to be Bluetooth speakers. So everybody gets a sanitized Bluetooth speaker. And then out on Kapolei side, I think they're doing the FM transmitter style where you tune into an FM station and then you can hear it on the radio. But what I did want to do, because as much as I kind of crapped on your idea of debating, and I'm not going to use your phrase that you pushed out
there. That was close. I thought you were going to say it too. I was so close.
We're going to give it another chance. You and I are going to debate in just a little bit. We had mentioned this earlier. Kailua drive-in and Cam drive-in, those are the two drive-ins that we remember. We're going to talk about which one is better. I remember going to both places. Do you remember going to both places?
I don't even know where Kailua drive-in was.
Well, I got a feeling our fans and our listeners out there will know who is taking which side when it comes to which one is better, Kailua drive-in or Cam drive-in. But we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, we need to take a quick break because we have more details on that coronavirus COVID-19 stimulus package from the Two Hawaii Dads and Detail Garage. We're going to talk more about that in just a little minute. Plus, I'm getting all excited because Mahi was here last week. Mahi was here. And I'm so inspired by the conversation we had with him. We're going to go and we're going to share one more track from Mahi up in just a little bit as well. Justin is right there.
Jason on the other side of the microphone.
And it is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Stick around.
Rattly bones and some old jokes. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
All right, it is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Jason and Justin right here, and we got more details on that coronavirus COVID-19 dad stimulus package. Detail Garage and the Two Hawaii Dads are hooking you up. Justin, tell them more about it.
Very excited to announce, shout out to Kaika and the crew out there. They got their sanitizer trio pack. It is 3 16-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer. There you go. Hit that bell. Hand sanitizer spray, hand sanitizer gel, and antibacterial hand soap. So the gel, they made two of them, but one of them is the consistency of like Corel, you know, that's like molasses-y kind of feel. And the next one is liquid, and then they got soap. So we are giving that away. Jason, thank you so much to Detail Garage out there.
Absolutely. And if you want to win that prize pack, you want to win that stimulus package, you know what you got to do. TwoHawaiiDads.com. Make sure you visit right now and sign up. You'll find the link there. Check it out.
It just ain't the same, even though it's been forever. It just ain't the same, even though I'm doing better. Do you miss what might have been? Are your heart would fill within thinking about me? If it's not too late to ask, may I ask you one more thing? Could it be? Do you ever think of me? Do you miss me when you sleep? Did I make your life complete? Do you ever think of me? Yeah. Remember all the times when you used to say you love me. Remember all those times you would call when you were lonely. Do you miss what might have been? All your heart would feel within thinking about me. Yeah. If it's not too late to ask, may I ask you one more thing? Could it be? Yeah. Do you ever think of me? Do you miss me when you sleep? Did I make your life complete? Do you ever think of me? Yeah. I'm so glad we spoke today. But it's fine when it's all said and done. I'm not saying that you need me. Nothing, nothing I can think about. Could you please tell me?
Roses are red and violets are blue, and I get in my head and start to think about you. And I can never wonder if you think about me too. I wish that's my love, your sweet love, you. Your touch and caress at the time you was the best. But I'm glad we said, let me think it for a second. And I had a good thing going on, but it's time I'm wondering, do you ever think of me?
I need you to miss me,
kiss me,
kiss me,
yeah.
Make your life complete,
make my life complete.
Have you ever think of me?
Could it be?
Do you ever think of me?
Do you miss me
when you sleep?
Do you ever think of me?
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
And we're back. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Jason right here.
Justin right there. Mahi live. That guy was a great interview last week. Love that guy.
That was a lot of fun. Think of Me was a track that we had to revisit. Like that song. That's a catchy tune.
Yep. Getting some airplay right here at FM 100.
Mahi.live is how you can find him online. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Mahi.
Yep. You.
Anyways,
awesome. Let's go. Let's debate.
That's what I was going to say. Back to it. We're not doing any of that. What we're going to do is we're going to debate. We are going to discuss the merits.
That's a very interesting way.
We are going to discuss the merits of the old Kailua drive-in versus the old Cam drive-in. Now, if you are of a certain age, you should remember the Kailua drive-in and the Cam drive-in. These were iconic places that generations of people went to.
Is that sign opening soon?
That's what it says right now. If you're watching the podcast online, we've got a website up that's sharing a picture of when the Kailua drive-in was being built. This is all the way back in 1965. The original Kailua drive-in opened May 12th, 1965, showing Sean Connery in Goldfinger and Jerry Lewis in The Patsy. Those were the two opening movies back then.
Sean Connery still kicking too.
The screen was 140 feet wide by 85 feet tall. I remember going there. Like, I grew up in Kailua. I grew up in the Channel Lake. So if you know where Les Jardins is now, if you know where the Kailua dump is, that's kind of – no, seriously, the Kailua dump. That's where it is, the refuse station. Excuse me. Growing up, it was called Dump Road. You'd go to Dump Road, and there was and the drive-in was right there. But that was back when you'd drive in, and they'd have, you know, the speakers on the cable, and we'd be in the Vanagon, the VW Vanagon, and you'd hook it to the – to the window, and you'd sit there and make sure you got out, got your popcorn. But it was the quintessential drive-in experience back there, Kailua Drive-In.
Okay, so I definitely have not been to Kailua Drive-In.
What about Cam Drive-In?
No, I've been to Cam Drive-In, but I wanted to know one thing about Kailua Drive-In.
Yeah.
Did they have one big screen or two screens?
One big screen. There's one big screen.
See, now wait. Cam Drive-In, which is the drive-in that I'm more familiar about, they actually had two back to all you, one would face the other way, one face the other way. Yep. You can kind of see it now, what used to be it. There's a big the stand that it was on. It's still there. It's still there.
So they opened in 1962 with Doris Day in the movie Lover Come Back and The Right Approach. Now,
oh, yeah, of course. I know that. I've seen that. That's a long time.
Like you said, they turned it into two screens in the 1970s and Consolidated Theaters, the same company that's here today. They were the ones that operated it all the way until 1998. That's when they shut it down. And then I was sitting there going, well, why don't they reopen Cam Drive-In? Well, they tore the screens down in 2001, so there's not even any screens there anymore.
That is right. That is right. And I one thing I do remember about the Cam Drive-In is that the concession was more like fish, because that's where they sold the fish for the swap meet.
But I also remember going to Cam Drive-In, and they had awesome candy in there. Like, that was always the cool thing about game. You walk in, it was
dude, you were like, how old were you at that time? How old were you at that time?
Well, I was growing up, so
I'm an 80s. Can you tell me bad candy growing up? I don't think that is even possible. Having a bad candy.
Yeah,
growing up?
Ask my kid. You're right. Ask my kid. There is no such thing. As bad candy.
I was like, maybe the only debatable candy growing up was Violet Crumble. Debatable.
Violet Crumble was solid. What are you talking about?
What?
Wow. That's a whole nother debate. But anyways, it's pretty obvious where we fall. If you had a chance right now, you'd probably go to Cam Drive-In. I know I would go to Kailua Drive-In in a minute. And I just think they carved it into the side of the mountain over there in Kailua. Just that was a fantastic experience growing up.
What do you think it was a staple in the Kailua community?
Absolutely.
Back then?
If you grew up in Kailua in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you most definitely went to Kailua Drive-In. Now, I mean, think about it. That was how you went. That and the theaters at Holiday Mart back in the day.
Interesting. Yeah, because like in Pro City, we would always smuggle in the grinds, guarantee. Bucket chicken, Musubis of the yin yang.
Yep.
I mean, you can smuggle it now into, you know, the regular theaters, but you can't smuggle buckets of chicken inside that.
That's true.
Now thinking back at it, how cost effective that was. You know what I mean? Like, we go to the movies now. I found it for like me. It's easy, $75 for tickets, popcorn, and all of that. Drive-in theaters, you could load up the van. Everybody was coming in.
Yep. Not even just with food. You could load up the car with more people than you need to pay for.
Right. Right, exactly. I mean? Everybody would just jump in a van. Like seven, eight people.
Talking about saving money, a bunch of senior citizens saved money this past week at Foodland. You know how, because of coronavirus, they're doing those Kapuna shopping days, right? Where if you're
yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah, you can go and do your shopping before everybody else. So this past week at Foodland, I don't know which one. I think it might have been all of them, but
All
Foodlands. Okay, so an anonymous donor stepped up and said, "You know what? I'm going to pay for everyone's groceries," and all the seniors that showed up got their groceries for free.
On his tab.
Amazing.
And I think what the best part is, it's anonymous and they're not seeking fame, or I'm not walking around with my camera and showing everybody I'm doing this. It's just, hey, my name is John Doe. And you know what? Whatever it is today, it's on me.
And that is a definite feel-good story. And I've got another feel-good story for you. It just goes in a completely different direction. Remember we talked about Korean sports, right?
What is that?
Sports in South Korea. And, you know, South Korean baseball was getting off the ground. But they're trying to get soccer going again in South Korea. And they're doing a kind of interesting way of drumming up support for their football clubs.
Yeah, they look lifelike. You got to be watching. Please, again, get onto our televised YouTube episode of this, and you can see what we're looking at. And it's, you know, it's hilarious if you remove the mask, how surprised they probably.
Oh, this is crazy! Back on May 17th, they put in a bunch of mannequins into a South Korea football stadium, right? But some of these mannequins are what you would call pleasure devices for adults, aka sex dolls.
There you go. I was waiting for you to give in and say what they really are.
So they put sex dolls into the stands, and you know what happened? They got fined for it. South Korea's FC Seoul was fined more than $80,000. They were fined 100 million won for using the life-size sex dolls that fill empty seats at the Seoul World Cup Stadium earlier this month. So they got in trouble for it.
Well, at least according to that picture, they are practicing social distancing and wearing masks. So shouts out to Seoul FC for keeping it real. Now, what on the ranking of sports that really need to come back so you can watch? Where is soccer on the free?
I'm not even thinking about it.
Oh, come on!
Baseball. I'm still trying to wait for the crybabies in Major League Baseball to get over the fact that they're not going to get paid what they expect and get their asses onto the diamond and start playing some baseball.
Baseball. Where would we be right now? We'd be sort of in the beginning of the regular season. Basketball is almost supposed to be. So we playoff time right now for basketball.
Yep. I feel bad for basketball fans, but at the same time, I wouldn't watch until the playoffs anyways. It's just baseball to me that it's part of the changing of the seasons. It's part of the year, the way that the year goes by, right? At some point, I expect to be able to watch baseball in the afternoon. I'm kind of salty that I can't do that right now.
You are a different breed of fan because if I know you well, you will watch all 180 games, 82 games of the baseball season.
Yeah, but I'm also not, like, I'm not as an invested fan. You know what I mean? Like, for me, baseball is something that you turn on and you leave on and you watch it and you keep following it. It's not something you just stop doing everything else. It's kind of something that's in the background. You know what I mean? And that's why I like baseball.
Interesting.
Is that especially here in Hawaii with the way that the time difference is, I know that at a certain time of the afternoon, I can go watch a baseball game. You know what I mean? It's just you can start planning your day around it.
Well, I can't wait for soccer. Well, I know there's playing soccer in a couple countries. Germany's starting up.
They're trying to come back. That's the thing is, like, the problem is some of the players don't want to come back, right? They still think that
I don't blame them at all. Everybody got their own views. I don't know how they can find the happy medium between management and the players. I don't know where the medium is going to be. Until they find some kind of
cure. It's going to be interesting to find how this plays out. Before we go, did want to touch on one more thing. When you're listening to this podcast and maybe watching it on Facebook as well, it is Memorial Day. And you're a state employee, so you're getting Memorial Day off, right?
Every holiday you can think of, baby. Ring that bell. Essentially working.
Because for me, I don't get Monday off. I don't get Memorial Day off. I will still be working on Memorial Day. But if you get the day off, I hope you enjoy it. So it sounds like you're going to have the day off. I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day, J.I.R.A.
I will try my best to live for you.
And make sure you
watching Korean baseball. Korean
make
soccer.
Sure, folks, you get over to the website this week.
Yes.
We're going to announce the winner on next week's show. But it's just to HawaiiDads.com. Don't do the www right now. We're gonna
have says that anymore?
We're going to have technical difficulties. I gotta change the settings on the website. But go to tohawaiidads.com and make sure you get signed up for our Two Hawaii Dads and Detail Garage coronavirus stimulus giveaway package. We got those hand sanitizers.
Hand sanitizer trio pack for you guys. Very popular.
So yeah.
And they donated it, so we forced
shout
it.
Out to Detail Garage. Don't worry, if you have entered our original stimulus giveaway, you can enter this one. You can do all the giveaways. So go back to the website and sign up again. Justin.
Great point. Jason.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. We need to touch physically soon.
Make sure you wash your hands.
Always. Only my right hand.
All righty. We'll see you guys next time right here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Get in.
Shoots. Love you.
Let these guys tell you what they would do for a waffle hot dog. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.